So you said we'd like to spend a day or two doing Chazara. Always very important. Chazal tell us, Haloimed ve'eina choiza. The person learns and does not review, then that is kazireya ve'eina koitza. It's like planting and then not harvesting. So it's absolutely critical that we do Chazara, and that's what we're going to do right now. So we're going to begin on the Mishnah on the Chof Dalad Amud Aleph. Do you have the Mishnah where it says, Omar Loi. Says the Mishnah, let's begin straight away. Omar Loi, Ne'eman Olai Abba, Ne'eman Olai Avicha. As we normally do, when we do Chazar, we do it fairly quickly. If it's too quick, then please stop me. Omar Loi, Ne'eman Olai Abba, Ne'eman Olai Avicha. I'm prepared to trust either my father or your father. Rashi says it means to be a dayan, which means essentially he should not be believed. And in fact, the Torah does not, because he's a korov. But in cases of monetary issues, I can choose. It's my prerogative to rely on them. Ne'emonim olai shloisha roye boko, which is, of course, the exact Gemara we just said yesterday. I'm prepared to rely on three shepherds, even though essentially they should be possible. Reb Meir Oimer Yochel Lachzer Boi v'Chachamim Oimrim Eino Yochel Lachzer Boi. That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. We're on Daf Chof Dalad Amud Aleph. Reb Meir says that even though you've initially committed yourself to believe them, you can retract. Chachamim say no, you cannot. We will see more about this later on in the Gemara. Hoyo Chayev L'Chaveiro Yishvuah. If one party was chayev to the other, a shvuah, v'omar loy doirli b'chayei roishcha, which is a type of loshen of shvuah, but it's not a real loshen. Remei oimer yochal achzer, he can retract. V'chacham oimer no eini yochal achzer, but once he's made this loshen, it's too late; it cannot be rescinded. And we'll see now more about this in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Dimi, Breider of Nachman, Breider of Yosef, Kegoin de Kible Oleo Bechad. We're talking about Dayonim, on the way Rashi explained. There are two other perfectly kosher Dayonim. We're now looking for the third. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about when we said, okay, I'm prepared and you're prepared to accept that the third Dayon will be this family relative, my father or your father. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Machloikes is b'mochul loch. Avol be'etein loch, divrei hakoyel yochel lachzer bo. Remember we spoke about two cases. Who's pulling the strings over here? In the case of mochul loch means the toveya. It is the potential lender. He's the one claiming the money, and he's the one saying, I'm prepared to rely on my father or your father. And in the event that they consider you innocent, then mochul loch, I'm prepared to drop the claim. Even though essentially I could, in theory, say, excuse me, you're not really exempt because who is the one who's exempting you? Somebody who's a korov. But that's precisely what we're saying that ne'eman olai. I'm prepared to rely on them. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying that's when we have a machloikas. Can you afterwards backtrack or can you not backtrack? Rav Meir says you can, Chachamim say you can't. Aval, be'etein l'cho. If now the ball is in the other court, it's the potential borrower. He's the one saying, listen, I'm prepared to rely on your father. And if your father says that I'm chayev to pay money, then I'll give you the money. I'll give you the money, even though it's a relative who is the one who is obligating me to pay. So in that case, divrei hakoil yochoy lachzer boy. And as we said, we explained at the time, because it's obviously much harder to be mechayev to take money out of somebody's pocket than it is just to paskin that the money remains where it is. So beishlem in the case of when you said mochul lachol, it's another way of saying, okay, the money remains exactly where it is. So then maybe we've got a machlokas. But in the case of etein lecha, whereas the borrower saying that I'm actually going to pay you the money, so then all parties agree that you can always backtrack, because in order to be chayev, to take the money out of your pocket and give it to the other party, that's always much harder, and therefore all parties would agree that you could be chayzer. That's the first opinion. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Be'etein lecha machloikas." In the case of etein lecha, I will give, even though you just told me that all parties agree. I say that's not true. That's where there's a machloikas. In etein lecha, there's a machloikas. Now, what does he mean? Says the Gemara. Iboy lehu. So they asked the question. Be'etein lecha machloikas. Does he mean to say, "Avol b'mochel lecha divrei hakol"? Does he mean that, however, in the case of mochel lecha, everybody would agree that you cannot be chayzai duma, bein bezu, or bein bezu machleikas? Maybe he means that in both cases there's a machleikas. So when he said etin lecha, he didn't mean only that case, he meant even that case. Toshema, so we can bring a proof to Omar Rava. Now let's bring Rava into the picture. Rava says, machleikas be etin lecha. Oh, now who's talking there? Well, then Rava is the Omak Rabbi Yochanan. So it's perfectly neat. Rava is following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And the E Omrat that Bain Bazu Machlaikis, then Rava the Omak command. Then whose opinion is Rava following? If you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan actually says that the machlekas is said in every single case, then why is Rava differentiating between the cases? Doesn't that prove that Rabbi Yochanan must in fact have maintained that in fact there's a difference between etein and mochel? And says the Gemara, no. It could be that Rava tamad denafshei koma. Who says that Rava is necessarily following Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, Rava is expressing his own reason. But what Rabbi Yochanan held, we don't know. Says the Gemara, Eisvei. Rav Acha bar Tachlifa l'Rava, it says, Hoya chayev l'chaveiroi shvua. When one party was chayev shvua to the other, Amaloi doili b'chayeiroi shcha, which we said is a type of Lashon of a shvua, but it's not a real Lashon. Is Rav Meir oimi yochay lachzer boi, v'chachomim oimim ein yochay lachzer boi. Top line. Now, what was that case of shvua? Remember, there's two types of shvuas. Either a shvua that you owe me money, so that's to extract money, or a shvua that I'm exempt. So that's to keep the money where it is. My love, bo'oison anishboin, v'loi mishalmin. Dehavalei k'mochul l'cho. Aren't we talking about a shvua, which is just in order not to extract money, but rather it's in order for the purpose of retaining the money? And we see that, well, there's a machlokes there, even though that's like a case of mochul. Says the Gemara, loy, it's ba'oison hanishboin v'noitlin. We're actually talking about the type of shua which is in order to extract money, which is to have a lay ke'etein l'cha. And therefore we see that in the case of etein l'cha, which is extracting money, that's when there's a machlokes. Says the Gemara, v'hotoni lei reisha. Why, in fact, have we got two cases saying the exact same thing? It turns out you got the case of shvua, you got the case of paying money, and it's the same principle twice. Says the Gemara, no, it's not exactly the same. Tona toile bedas acherim, v'tona toile bedas atzmoi. There's not exactly the case. It's not exactly the same case. One of the cases is toile bedas acherim, I am relying on your father or my father. That's not the same case of I produced a type of shvur. That's a different case. In other words, it's not exactly the same case. In the reisha, what is the chiddush of the reisha? The chiddush of the reisha is, I'm prepared to rely on your father or my father. I'm being toiler on other people. In the sefer, when I'm making this funny lashon of a shvur, here we're not talking about depending on other people. Rather, here we're agreeing to compromise and rely on a second-rate shvur. So it's two separate cases. Why indeed do I need both of them? V'tzricha, di tana toile b'das acherim. if you'd only tell me the case where you're being told on other people, in other words, Ovicho and my father, then I'd say, Baha Kama Reb Meir. That's when Reb Meir says, the Motzi Hod Arbe, you could be Chayzer. Mishim Deloi Gama Ramakni. I didn't really mean to be Makni with the money, when to be honest, I'm relying on other people. And maybe that's when Reb Meir said that you can backtrack. To Omar, because really he's thinking to himself, listen, I'm relying on other people. Mi Yemar de Mezakile, who says this is going to work out in my best interest? I will tell you, Bedas Atzmai. But when you're just relying on yourself to make this Shavua, so maybe that's a very serious thing. Eima Moidu le Rabbono, so maybe he's Moidu to the Rabbono, that you can't change your mind. And the other way around is true as well. Viyashmin on Baha, I say, Baha, come here, Rabbono. I will buy he, Eima Moidu le Rabbono. Omar Resh Lakish, now another point. Machloikas lifnei gmar din. The whole machloikas about whether you can or can't backtrack is only prior to the gmar din. Avol achar gmar din, divrei hakoil, all opinions would agree, ein yochel lachzer boy, it's too late. Once the Bezdin made their psak, you can't now say, well, I've decided to change my mind because I didn't, in fact, really want to rely on your father or my father. But it's too late. The Bezdin of Paskan the Halacha. That is the opinion of Rish Lakish. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, that it's not true. La achar gmar din machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan says, la achar gmar din is a machloikis. So what does that mean? Only la achar gmar din or even? Iboy lehu. So they ask the question. Did he mean to say the la'achar gmar din machloikas avol ifnei gmar din, then everybody would agree divrei hakol yochel lachzer boy? Or maybe no, oidilma bein bezu machloikas. He didn't mean to say only, he meant even. So we could bring a raya. Toshema, because the Omar Rava, kibel olov koroi voipostle lifnei gmar din, yochel lachzer boy, la'achar gmar din, so you see that he's differentiating now. Whose opinion is he following? Then we can say that Rava da'omak Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava is following Rabbi Yochanan, v'aliba de Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, and that's what it would turn out, that there's a distinguishing feature between after and prior to the Gemara Din. However, Ela'i omrit bein bezu bein bezu machloikas, then Rava Omar Kaman, then who's Rava following? Elo Lav Shmami No. We can therefore prove from over here that Achar Gmar Din, that's where there's a machlekes, but right, exactly as we said before. Shmami No, indeed that's true. Sholach Le Rav Nachman Barav, Rav Nachman Bayakov, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, let's now try and pasken this Shaila once and for all. Can our Rebbe please teach us? Lifnei gemar din machlekes, oy laachar gemar din machlekes. That's the first question he was asking, and then he was asking v'halacha kedivrei mi. When is the machlekes said, and who do we pasken like? Sholach lei. So he sent back the answer, and this is now the final halacha. Laachar gemar din machlekes. That means prior to the gemar din, everybody could agree that you could change your mind, but the machlekes is only laachar gemar din. What does that mean? That you cannot change your mind. So prior to the Gemara Din, yes, you can change your mind. But la'achar Gemara Din, that's when there's a machlekes, and we pasken like the Rabbonon, that you cannot change your mind. So you can only change your mind prior to the Gemara Din. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi said, but actually, there was another shayla that was sent. Hochi sholach le, this was what was sent. Be'etzein lecho machloikes, oy b'mocho lecho machloikes. V'alocha k'divremi. Sholach le, be'etzein lecho machloikes. The machloikes is only be'etzein lecho when we're talking about paying the money, not being moichel the money. V'alocha k'divrei chachomim, that you cannot change your mind. Besura masni hochi. The Pompadus Amacha Hochi, in different yeshivas, there are various versions of exactly what was the Shaila that was sent. Omar Rav Chanina Bar Shlema Shalchulei mibei from the yeshiva of Rav Shmuel Yelamdenu Rabenu lefnei gmar din vekonu miyadoi mai. What happens if you're talking about lefnei gmar din? Well, we said before that prior to the gmar din, then certainly you can backtrack because the bezdin have not yet made a psak. But what happens if konu miyadoi? Konu miyadoi means they did a kinyan. Remember we discussed, whenever you do a kinyan, that is expression of das, that we mean it absolutely seriously. So maybe therefore, even if under ordinary circumstances prior to the Gemara Din, you can change your mind, but maybe not so if we did a handshake or we did a Maisa Kinyan, and he said, yes, you're 100% right. Sholach lehu ein la'achar kinyan klum. After a kinyan, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. You cannot backtrack. You cannot backtrack. Fine. Says the Mishnah, the Elu Hein Apsulin, this was now the new Sugya. These are the following that are possible. I think we know this quite well by now. There are four different examples. Hamasachim Bakuvya, Malva Beribis, Mafricha Yoinim, Vesarich Reshvis, Omar Reb Shimon Betchilo in the beginning, Hayukoirin Oison, Oisve Shvis, Misherabu Hoein Sin Chazru Likroison, Now that line we will leave for the moment. It's in fact the next line of the Gemara that we're up to in Mitzvah Hashem when we resume, probably next week. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, when is that true? Bizman She'ein Lohem Umnus. These people are apostle only if they have no other profession. And the only thing they're involved is Mesachik Bekuvya, etc. So Bizman She'ein Lohem Umnus Elo Hu. Only this. This is the only thing that they do. Aval yesh lohen umnus shelohu. But if they have another job besides for this, then ksherim, then would be kosher. Why would that make a difference if they have another job? So let's now see in the Gemara. Mesachek b'kuvya, the Gemara goes through all four cases and discusses in further detail what is the psul. Let's not forget, we saw very, very important tesis over here, that all of these psulim are only posul midderabonon. Mina Teira, your apostle, if you're an out-and-out gazlan. All of these are types of gezel. Why are they types of gezel? That we will see one by one. So first up, Mesachik Bekuvya. My Ka'ovid, question mark. What was he done? What's he done? He throws a dice, or he has some type of gambling competition between him and his friends. Where's the stealing? Even Midrabonon, where's the stealing? What's he done wrong? Why is he postulatus? Says the Gemara, we have two opinions. Omar Rami Bachoma Mishum Dahava Asmachta. Asmachta Loi Kanya. So we discussed this at great length last time. Asmachta is the principle of when I promise something to you, but we have good grounds to suggest that I don't really believe it. And we have a halacha Asmachta Loi Kanya. It's not really a kinyan. So if I say to you that I hereby declare I'd like to give you a birthday present, so that's not an exaggeration or any reason to doubt that he meant it, so then he's chayav to pay. So you're koina. But if we're just throwing a dice, and to be perfectly honest, I'm not really planning on paying you. I'm hoping that I'm going to be the winner. So then even in the event that you happen to be the winner, but if you now come and collect the money from me, you're not really koina. So it's a type of gazela. Now, obviously, it's not real gezel. Nobody's talking about putting money in somebody else's pocket and taking it. Putting your hand in somebody else's pocket. But at the end of the day, it's a type of gezela because at the end of the day, you are demanding that I pay you money, albeit that you don't really own the money because my commitment to pay you was not serious. That's why a Mesachik Bekuvya would be posel edus. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes, oh no, kol ki ay gavna, lav asmachtahi. This type of case is not asmachta. Do you remember we discussed this also at great length? Why is this not an asmachta? And if this is not asmachta, what would yeah be an asmachta? So if you remember, Rashi spoke about the case, what happens if I say that if I don't come to work today, I'll give you $1 million? That would be an asmachta because those are circumstances that I thought at least are within my control. So when I told you, if I don't come to work, I'm going to pay the boss $1,000, of course I didn't mean it, because I was absolutely planning on coming to work. It's my decision. It happens to be that it turns out it wasn't my decision. Suddenly he became unwell and he couldn't come to work. Beseder, that would be a case of asmachta. Because when he told his boss, yes, I'll give you $1,000 if I don't turn up, that was clearly an asmachta. Whereas in the case of Masachei Bekuvia, that's not an asmachta. Why not? Because you know that you have no influence over the final result. And if you throw a dice, it might come out your numbers, it might come your friend's numbers. So what do you mean you didn't mean it? You were planning on you winning. How can you plan that? There's nothing you can do. So if you nonetheless committed to pay, clearly you meant it seriously. Says Rav Sheshes, therefore, I'm sorry to tell you, I disagree, and I do not believe that the problem over here is asmachta. So what is the problem? Because these people are not involved in yeshuvim shel olam, in day-to-day society. Somebody who hangs out in the casino all day is not really involved in regular purchasing and buying and earning money in the normal traditional way. So therefore, he's posel eidos because he doesn't really understand the comings and goings of interaction between people, how they buy, how they lend, how they sell. Okay, two different reasons. Says the Gemara, my binayu, what would be the difference between the two reasons? What would be the difference? Says the Gemara, ikke binayu. The difference would be the gomar umnusa achriti. What happens if he has another job? Always going to have another job. In other words, if you hold that the problem is asmachta and it's a type of gezela, well, then obviously it doesn't really help the fact that you have another profession. So even though you have another profession at the side, but this professional Masachei Bekuvia is a type of stealing. But according to Rav Sheshes, where the whole issue was that you have no idea about Yeshuvan Shel Olam, well, clearly that's not true if you have another job. So that would be the difference. A Masachei Bekuvia who has another job on the side, will he be Posel Eidos that will turn out to be a Machlokes between Rami Bar Choma and Rav Sheshes? Says the Gemara, well, maybe we can prove it from our Mishnah. Tanan Omar of Yudah Emosai Bizman Shein Lem Umnus Elohu Aval Yesh Lem Umnus Shalohu Harizek Sheirim Alma. So what do you see? Tama de Masnisin Mishum Yeshuvai Shalom. Because Rabbi Yehuda actually added that you're only going to be possible if you had no other job. But if you do have another job, then you're okay. So you see clearly that what is the point of our Mishnah? Nothing to do with Asmachta, but rather it's all about Yeshuvai Shalom. So Kashya l'Rami b'Choma, question mark. So how does that fit in with the Rami b'Choma? Rami b'Choma said the problem in our Mishnah is because of Asmachta. Well, then why on earth would it make a difference if you have another job? V'chi teiman, if you tell me that pligi rabbonon olea the Rabbi Yehuda, you might turn around and say, yes, I don't deny that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, but the rabbonon jolly well disagree. And the Rabbanon hold that actually the reason behind the Mishnah is nothing to do with Yeshuvan Shel Olam. It's all about Asmachta. And I was coming to explain the opinion of the Rabbanon. But that can't be. Says the Gemara, Omar Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Mokim Shomar Yehuda. Whenever Yehuda says the words, Amosai, quote unquote, Ubameh, quote unquote, Eino Yala Lafarish. He's not arguing, he's just coming to explain the first opinion. But the Kula Alma, everybody agrees that Amosai, the word Amosai, is Lafarishu. So why are you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Rabbanon? Amosai is in fact coming to explain. There's no machlaikas. If Ramacham is in big trouble, says the Gemara, no. Gavra, Gavra, Karomis. Are you trying to ask me a kasha based on another opinion? Mass of a pligi, you mass of a loy pligi. Yes, very nice. There is an opinion that holds that when Rabbi Yehuda holds, says Amosai is not coming to disagree. I say that he is coming to disagree. And therefore, even though you may well be right, that Rabbi Yehuda clearly makes everything dependent on Yeshuvah HaOlam, but I wasn't coming to explain Rabbi Yehuda. I was coming to explain the Rabbonon And Rabbonon disagree, and Rabbonon make it all dependent on Asmachta. Fine. Says the Gemara V'loy Pligi. Can there really be a suggestion that there's no argument between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda V'Hatanya Bein She'yesh Loi Umnus Sheloi Hu Bein She'ein Loi Umnus Elohu Hariz Apostle? So we've clearly got a brisa that says that whether you do or don't have another profession, you're apostle. Well, who's talking there? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, because Rabbi Yehuda says it does make a difference. So it must be the Rabbonon. So you see it quite clearly. The Rabbonon are jolly well chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara, no, that's a different opinion. I hear Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Tarfon, the Tanya Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Tarfon, lo'ilam einecho mehem nozir. Remember this case of Nazirus, two people walk in front of you. Each one says, I think he is a Nazir, I think he's not a Nazir. And it basically boiled down to a case of Asmachta. Did you really mean to commit yourself to be a Nazir? And therefore, this opinion is going with the issue of Asmachta, Asmachta Loikanya. Don't bring this to our Mishnah. It could very well be that our Mishnah, all parties agree, it's all to do with Yeshuva Ha'ilam. But this is another opinion, which we find with regard to Nazirus, and that is all about Asmachta. Okay, says the Gemara, Malva Baribis. It turns out, therefore, in the final analysis, Rabbi Yisai, we have a discussion as to whether there is or isn't a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason behind Masachet Bekuvia? Is it because of Asmachta? Is it because they're not Boki B'Yishuv Ha'ilam? We now move on to case number two. Malveh Beribis. Omarova Loi Veberibis Pasul Eidos. Even though our Mishnah says anybody who lends Beribis is Pasul, but actually it's also perfectly true with regard to the guy who borrowed Ribis. And Rashi points out, it's Chazal, it's a Mishnah, but when somebody lends Beribis, everybody, all parties are over in Issa Dereisa. Not only the Malva, also the lender, the borrower, and therefore the borrower would also be considered Pasul Le'edus. Says the Gemara V'hanan Tanan Malve Beribis. But after all, doesn't our Mishnah say quite clearly the word Malve Beribis? Doesn't say Loive. Says the Gemara, you're mistranslating it. You've got the way you read it is Milve Habor Beribis. It's a loan, not a lender. Any loan that comes about through Ribis would render the parties involved as being postulators. Which parties? Any parties, both the Malva and the Loiva. Bar Binitus Asidube Tresadi. Bar Binitus, there were two witnesses who testified about him the following. Chadoma, one of them said, Kame Didi Oizif Barabisa. One of them said, I'm sorry to tell you that this fellow, Bar Binitus, lent Baribis in front of me. Not that I was involved in the story, I just happened to see the story. The Chadom, the other one said, no, Le Didi Oisve Beribsi. Yes, I saw him lend Ribis. In fact, he lent Ribis to me. So not just I saw the story, but I was actually involved in the story. Pasle Rava Le Bar Binitus. So Rava Pasled Bar Binitus. Fine, we have two witnesses who tell us that you lent money Beribis. I'm sorry to say, you're obviously postulators. V'horava hu da'omar loive beribis posul le'edus v'havelei rosha v'hatoira omra al toshes rosha eid. Question mark. We have a big question. This case is inherently flawed. Because if indeed he's posul le'edus, well, how could he testify about himself that he lent beribis? He borrowed Beribis. Remember, he said that Bar Binitus didn't lend somebody Beribis. He lent me Beribis. Okay, well, if you were the borrower, then you're also postulatus. Well, if you're also postulatus, then we should ignore your testimony because we've just finished saying that it's not only the Malve Beribis who's postulate, it's also the Loive Beribis. So that if you testify about Bar Benita, in as much as you're incriminating Bar Benita, so you're also incriminating yourself. So we now know that you are a borrower of a ribis, therefore you should be posseledus. Says the Gemara, never hears worse. Why? Rava l'tame, d'omar Rava, odom korov etzel atzmoi, v'in odom mesim atzmoi rosha. You cannot incriminate yourself. We had this earlier on in the Masechta as well. If ever you testify about yourself, if somebody would walk into Beis Din and say, I am a Mechalel Shabbos, what would they do as a result? Nothing. Why? Because you cannot incriminate yourself because you're considered a korov to yourself. So therefore, when he said that Bar Benitas lent me money beribis, so the me part of the Eidos, we ignore. You can't incriminate yourself. But the part that you testified about Bar Benitas, that part of the Eidos still stands. So it turns out, therefore, we've in fact got two perfectly kosher Eidim who both testify that Bar Benitas lent money beribis, and that is why Rava jolly well puzzled him from Eidos. Says the Gemara, a story, Ahu Tapcha, there was a butcher, the Ishtaka, who was found, the Nafka Tracer, who was disseminating trefus, mituse yode, from underneath his hand. In other words, it was his hand that was giving out trefus. Is Poslir of Nachman, Va'ovre. So Rav Nachman, number one, puzzled him from Eidos, and also Va'ovre, and then dismissed him from being the local butcher. Ozal Rabbi Mazye v'Tofre. So he went and he grew his hair long and he grew his nails long. Why was he doing this? All of this is a form of being Chayza b'tshuva. Sover of Nachman la'achshuri. So Rav Nachman thought, fine, if that's the case, we can now bring him back and we can restore him. He's clearly being Chayza b'tshuva. Just because somebody was over an Avera once doesn't mean he's a Rasha for his whole life. So even though we initially hassled him for Eidos, but maybe now we can restore him. Amalei Rava, I'm sorry to tell you, Dilma Irume Komari, maybe he's just joking, maybe he's tricking us, maybe he's putting on all the external trappings as if he's being Chayza b'tshuva. Yeah, he's grown his hair and he's got long nails. How do you know he means it sincerely? Elamaita Kamte, so what would be his takona? So how could he be Chayza b'tshuva and convince us that he genuinely means it, such that we could then restore him? Says the Gemara, Kedir of Idi Ba'ovin. The Omar of Idi Ba'ovin, Hachoshud ala Trefus, if somebody is suspect with regard to Trefus, Eimloi Takana, there's no solution, ad, until such point, She'yelech lemokoim, She'ein makirin, he says, got to go to a place where nobody knows him, V'yachzir aveda bedavar choshuv, and we've got to see that he gives back lost property, even if it's a expensive item, or that he's got an animal which is trefa and he gives it up even though it's expensive. So he's got to go to a place where nobody knows him, because if he remains in a place where everybody knows him, then once again I might have to be suspect that he's just putting on a show in order to be restored. But if he goes to some far-flung place where nobody knows him, and we see him pick up an expensive piece of jewelry, and nonetheless he gives it back to its original owner. So what has he shown? He's shown that gone are the days where he's running after other people's money. Number one. Number two, an animal which was a trefer came his way. It was very expensive. And what did he do? He discarded it. He did not sell it. So you see, once again, from these two points, that he's clearly now being Chayza b'tshuva, he's not running after other people's money. And at that stage, we can consider him a proper Chayza b'tshuva. And at that stage, we could restore him once again to be kosher le'edus. Okay, I think we can hold it over here. And I do believe that if we start from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we can complete our Chazara tomorrow, all being well.
Right.